Welcome to your five for the day. Many countries in the world are facing severe social problems due to the influx of illegal immigrants. These people seek to enter a country without going through the due legal processes. Such statutory requirements are usually clearly defined by the host country, but there are people who will not bow to authority and others who want to get in some way of their own devising. It appears that these people, while in their own land, heard about a country where life was reported to be very much better than to what they were accustomed, and they wanted to enjoy it. Even if they do not meet the entry qualifications, they have a determination to gain entry no matter what, and their decisions often end in disaster. Many people who condemn such activities actually behave similarly themselves. They've heard of a place that is immensely superior to earth in every respect. This place is called heaven, which is the eternal abode of God and his people. The Bible, the Word of God, says about it, "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Just as earthly governments decide the criteria required for entry to their country, so God, to whom heaven belongs, has decided the entry requirements to heaven, and these are non-negotiable. God unambiguously states, "There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Despite the clarity of this, some people want their own way, and of this God has said, "There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Jesus Christ, God's Son, actually said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." The Bible teaches us that we're all defiled by sin. It is very clear that if we want to be in God's holy heaven, this defilement must all be washed away. There is only one method of cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. We may think we have a better way, but good works and religious observations will never take away sin. A profound question is asked in the book of Proverbs. Who can say, "I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin"? The psalmist knew only God could do this cleansing, and so he cried, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." This underlines the truth that God and God alone can save, and the only righteous basis on which that can be accomplished is the sacrifice of Christ when crucified on Calvary. If you really desire to be in heaven, then you must accept God's terms and not be as foolish as the illegal immigrants. A jailer asked the question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" The answer was just as succinct: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved."